Welcome, everybody, joined by senior thrower Janice Baytops of the Rutgers Newark Track and Field Program. Janice, thank you for the time.
Thank you for having me.
You guys are in the middle of your, you know, kind of really ramping up the season, I think, for track and field. What are you guys doing right now? Just, you know, a quick, you guys just practicing? I know you're getting ready for a couple meets coming up.
Yeah, right now, so we're still on our winter session because school doesn't start back until the 16th. So we're just practicing in the mornings, doing our drills and getting some throws in to get ready for the season. The runners are working hard. We're all in the weight room, you know, getting strong and making sure that we're ready to compete for the upcoming season.
I handed you a list of questions, and I'm already 0-for-2 in the questions that I said I was going to ask. And then I promise I'll get right back to the questions. Is it easier or harder for you as a student athlete training kind of during, quote, you know, without school starting? Are you able to focus better on the training, or do you like the structure of, you know, classes, practice and classes and things like that? Or does that not make any sense to you?
It makes a lot of sense, actually. I find that it's not that difficult at all. I mean, with classes, of course, I'm doing a lot more throughout the day. I have to be up a lot earlier, so after practice, like, I'm going straight to class and stuff like that. But as far as just the practice, it's like, well, I know all I have to do is get up in the morning, go to practice, and then it's like I can go back home and go right to sleep.
So it sounds like you kind of, it's good.
Yeah, it's good.
All right, so first question for you. You've taken an interesting or a different route than some to Rutgers Newark. You got here in the fall of 2017. You're competing this year as a senior. How'd you end up here? Tell the listeners how you got here.
So I did my junior year in Towson University at Towson, in Towson, Maryland, and I went out there for the purpose of track to earn a scholarship. And the setting, in the beginning, it was great. It was a wonderful experience for me. I was dominating workouts. I was getting stronger. When it came time for the season, I just sort of fell off, and I felt like I wasn't progressing as much as I wanted to. The atmosphere of the place changed a bit for me, and I started to get discouraged, and it was like, I don't think this is for me anymore. So, you know, maybe being away from home also had something, an influence with my competing and workouts and stuff like that. So I just decided, you know what, maybe it's time for a change. And I said, hey, Rutgers is a great school. Why not try going there? And so here I am.
And you're from Irvington. Yeah, and that's close by. Did you kind of take a look at any other places, or are you like, hey, I think I want to give Newark a try?
No, I didn't look at any other places, because I think if I didn't go away to school, Rutgers would have been my home choice, if anything else.
Gotcha. What are your favorite parts? And I know you're really just getting into your, you know, the grind of the track and field season coming up now. But what are your favorite parts so far about being a student athlete at Rutgers Newark?
Being a student athlete, I think I would have to say my favorite part is the fact that I'm constantly busy. And while that might seem strange, because a lot of people like to rest and stuff like that, but I find it helpful to always be busy, because then it's like I'm not sitting around just doing absolutely nothing or gaining a lot of weight or getting into things that I have no business doing. With, you know, track and school, it keeps me on my P's and Q's.
It's interesting you say that. I played a sport in college for 3 of the years, and I noticed that last year, yeah, it was being a senior, a part of it, you know, a little senioritis, but also not being able to play because I was hurt. I just definitely wasn't as disciplined and structured. Right. And I don't even think my grades suffered per se, but it just, everything came a little bit, you know, it was tough to find that motivation. Mm-hmm. So I kind of hear you loud and clear. And then on the flip side of favorite parts, what's the toughest part? Whether it maybe have been at Towson or here, what are some of the challenges that you deal with as a student athlete?
My biggest challenge as a student athlete is definitely time management. While I do like the fact that I'm constantly busy, I almost find it a little difficult to sometimes manage between, you know, making sure I'm practicing and getting into the weight room and then making time to study, and I also work. So that's like 3 things I'm juggling, and it's like, it gets to be hectic because sometimes I'm out from like 7:30 in the morning and I may not return home till like 11 o'clock at night or like 5:30 the next morning.
Well, and that's what I find. Like, that's, you know, the long day in and of itself, you know, I think a lot of people have long days,
right.
But it's that morning after that long day
exactly.
where you got to drag yourself
and
up to get.
And then it repeats day yeah. after day after day.
Which I find as a professional, and I think we're all, you know, as maybe collegiate administrators and coaches and, you know, teachers, I also think that my experience as a student athlete, hopefully your experience as a student athlete, kind of helps you, you know, ends up really preparing you
right.
more so than others
mm-hmm.
because you need to get up. There's no excuse, you know, for a job,
exactly.
you need to be at your job. So you're, you know, it's kind of those, the applicable reasons, if you will. Rutgers Newark, the school, sports aside, what do you like about it?
I love how the advisors and the teachers are willing to work with us students if we need any help with anything. You know, they always say, if you have any questions, come see me, come see me. And I feel like as students, we don't really take advantage of that, that the teachers and administrators and our advisors, they're actually here to help us. They want to see us succeed. So I like that they take the time out, you know, and they always, you know, send out emails. If you're struggling, if you need help with anything, you need help finding jobs, internships, you need help with tutoring. I like that they're like really willing, you know, and involved in our school life as well.
Have you been able to take advantage of any of the any of those opportunities, like jobs and internships, just yet?
I'm actually gonna go set up an appointment with my advisor because that, you know, I am a first year student here. I had to establish a GPA first.
Yep.
So now that I do have a GPA, I can go talk to her and they can set me up with any type of internship I need, whether it be a personal one that I found or they can even help me find internships. So I think that's really great.
Yeah, it's crazy how competitive and how prevalent internships are now.
Really?
Even, you know, I'm not quote old per se, but I'm definitely
mm-hmm.
not young, but the difference in those 10 to 12 years, it's
yeah.
it's pretty stark for, you know, from my point of view. Your sister goes here.
Yes.
What's it
does.
Like competing with her? Is that, you know, fun, rewarding, competition?
It's really fun and it's exciting because well, we've been competing against each other our whole lives, you know, since high school anyway. We were on the same team. But it's, you know, gotten to be more interesting because now we're older, so we're growing and we're getting a lot stronger. And though we do separate events, she's more of a runner and I throw, but we challenge each other every day. We even in the weight room, we'll encourage each other to get better, to get stronger, to get faster, to throw further. And it's like, you know, even though we don't always do the same events, we kind of like we give each other pointers on certain things that we notice, like, oh, if she's supposed to, if she's not getting out of blocks as fast as she should be. It's like, and I notice something like that, I can always, you know, give her constructive criticism, like this, like she can do the same thing with my throwing techniques. And it's just really fun because we sometimes talk a lot of trash against one another, like, oh, even though I don't run, I can still beat you. And she's like, even though I don't really throw, I can still throw further than you. So it gets fun, and it's just fun to be around her.
How do you, as a baseball player, you know, you kind of just figure out what your position is, you know, what you're really good, whatever, what you're okay at, and you kind of go with it and adjust. How do you, or how did you both decide on, I guess, events? How did you become a thrower? Is it just something that you gravitated to? You're like, oh, that looks cool, I'll try it. And then you kind of went from there? Or how do you do that?
It's interesting because I actually started off running. When I was in high school, I ran. And then I didn't, though I was pretty decent in running, my coach looked at me and looked at my size. And he was like, I think you have a nice, you know, built to you and you're pretty strong. So I think that you should try out the throwing events. And so that's just something I got into, and she more so stuck with the running. And then one day the coach decided to try her out in like a throwing event as well, and she does just as great as I do. I still think I'm better, but you know, she does just as great as I do. So, you know, she sticks to the running and I just stick to the throwing. And once I realized that I progress more with throwing, that's where I more so stuck with, because it's like, this is right here, is like, if I'm going to succeed in this is something I'd rather focus on, and, you know, instead of the running portion of it.
Kind of to switch gears, something that maybe a colleague would come to me for advice, maybe a former student or a student would come to me for advice, and a lot of times I end up and you know, they're worried about this or that. And a lot of times I say to them, you got to do you. You just have to, you have to make sure you're taking care of yourself. And that's not to be, say, be selfish, but is that, it sounds like you have kind of done that in terms of, you know, saying, oh, I'm excited to be at Towson, like it in the beginning, but something's not right for me. I'm going to try something else. Do you kind of see that being important, you know, as a student athlete, as a student in general, you know, making sure you're, you know, taking care of yourself and making good decisions for yourself?
Definitely. I think it's very important that you always take care of yourself first, that you do what's best for you and do something that you love doing. I always tell people, if you don't do what you love, then you're basically wasting your time. It's never too late to start over. It's never too late for a fresh start. If you find yourself not happy in a certain place, in a particular position, try something new. It's okay to try something new. That's what life is about. You know, you're constantly trying something new because you got to figure out what fits you, what best suits you. So I always tell people, like, you know, do what's best for you. And if you find, like, oh, I'm not happy in this particular spot, I'm not happy at this school, I'm not happy with the way I've been training, the way my grades are looking, and the way I'm studying, you know, you got to find different tactics and different solutions so that way you can progress further, you can become more successful, you can do a lot more stuff and genuinely be happy.
That was a really good answer. Way better than I even thought, and I didn't even give you the heads up on it. No, but that was really good. Advice for younger student athletes or potential student athletes. If it's different, that's fine. You can answer it both ways. But I guess, you know, you have knowledge of multiple places now. What's some advice that you could give, you know, maybe an aspiring Division III track and field person, a Division III athlete, or just a student athlete in general?
I would say that, well, I guess competing-wise, you're going to come across a lot of people, a lot of great athletes who you may feel is better than you, or some people who you may feel are is not as on your level of where you think they are. Always remain humble. Always know that there's room for improvement. And if you, even teammates wise, like if you see teammates struggling in certain aspects and you feel like you have some type of knowledge, bring it to their attention. Say, hey, such and such, I noticed that you're doing this. I think that if you try to switch this and you work on that, it might help you run faster, or it might help you throw further. So I feel like, you know, just always, got a little stumped on this one. Like, I know what I want to say, but it's, I'm a little, yeah.
I think it's, we just had a thing, a staff retreat, and you know, a lot of what the person that oversees athletics talks about is collaboration, and, you know, trying to gain as much knowledge from as many different places as possible, and open as many doors, both as a professional as well as open as many doors as possible for the students, and you know empower them to be leaders, and I think those are all kind of little points that you kind of hit on. You know, don't be afraid to ask for help, and kind of go from there. I got a couple rapid fire ones for you, and you can always say pass. Outside of track and field, your favorite sport?
Definitely softball. Wow. Between softball and volleyball. Okay. I played softball in high school, and I didn't do it in college, but I miss it. I love softball.
It's weird. I played baseball in college. I miss playing football.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's bizarre. And I think I like basketball best now, so I don't know what's going on there. Favorite food?
Macaroni and cheese.
Homemade? Craft?
No, it definitely has to be homemade. And you can't eat everybody's mac and cheese, but mac and cheese is my favorite. It makes my eyes light up.
Do you make your own mac and cheese?
No, my mom does, though. Okay. Oh, my God, it's
amazing. Yeah, I do a little yearly get-together, and mac and cheese is always a homemade, you know, scratch mac and cheese is always a staple.
Yes.
And hopefully it all gets eaten. Favorite music or musician?
My favorite music would be jazz. I'm a jazz person. I love relaxing music.
Do you have a specific artist?
I don't. I listen to a lot of different type of jazz artists. I don't know any in particular.
My parents used to love Kenny G, the saxophonist with the long curly hair.
That's crazy because I played the saxophone.
I faked playing the saxophone. It was embarrassing. It was so bad. Restaurants. Maybe local places to grab something to eat, or maybe something, you know, for a family family outing?
Olive Garden. Okay. I love Olive Garden, especially the breadsticks. Oh my goodness. Amazing.
Yeah. Those commercials are just torture on you, right?
Oh my gosh.
Have you seen any good movies recently? Or do you have any favorites?
A recent good movie I saw was Kingsman 1 and 2.
Okay.
That was a really great movie. I love it. They should make, I definitely hope
they make a third action
one.
James Bond type stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, they should definitely make a third one.
What about TV shows?
The Office.
Oh, that's great. I'm actually watching The Office for the second time all the way through.
Yes, I rewatched the beginning of the season.
Yeah, it's really good. It's really good. Any books?
My favorite book is Tears of a Tiger. It might be like an old one by Sharon Draper, I believe, but it's a really great book. It's a really great book. I love it.
Very cool. I was on vacation this past week, and on the beach I'm reading a funny book by one of my favorite basketball writers, and I was laughing so hard that I was getting looks on the beach. It was pretty funny. Any final words?
For those thinking about coming to Rutgers North, it is a great choice. We have great, like I said, we have great advisors, great staff. The athletics department is really great. If you need help with anything, the people on campus are really helpful. They're really nice. So I think this would be a great environment to come to school, join the sports team, if you like, and set you up with really great job opportunities.
Awesome. Well, Janice, you were awesome. That was one of the best interviews I've done, and I'm not just saying that.
Great.
Best of luck to you on Friday. I know you guys get back at it, and then before you know it, outdoor season's coming, and hopefully you guys are peaking and, you know, making ECACs and nationals. But thank you for the time. Best of luck the rest of the season.
Thank you.
And we'll follow along. Fans, RutgersNewarkAthletics.com for everything latest, and then also make sure to follow RUN_TFXC on Twitter and Instagram. Thanks, everyone.